नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कांटो चैप्टर 14 ब्रह्मास प्रेयर्स टू द लॉर्ड कृष्णा टुडे टेक्स्ट 53। देहो अपि ममता भाक् चेत् तरिहि असौ न आत्मवत् प्रियः यच् जिह्यति अपि देहे अस्मिन् जीविता आशा बलीयसा। देहोपि ममता भाक्चेत् तर्हि असौ न आत्मवत् प्रियः। यज्जिह्यति अपि देहे अस्मिन् जीविता सा बलीयसा। देहोपि ममता भाक्चेत् तर्हि असौ ममता वत्प्रियः। यज्जिह्यति अपि देहे अस्मिन् जीविता सा बलीयसी। देहोपि ममता भाक्चेत् तर्हि असौ न आत्मवत् प्रियः। यज्जिह्यति अपि देहे अस्मिन् जीविता सा बलीयसी। वर्ड मीनिंग देह the body, api also, mamata of possessiveness, bhak the focus, chet if, tarihi then, asau that body, na not, atmavat in the same way as the soul, priya dear, yat because, jiriyati when it is growing old, api even, dehe the body, asmin this. Jivitasa, the desire to remain living. Baliyasi, very strong. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada's followers, his disciples. Translation. If a person comes to the stage of considering the body, mine, instead of me, he will certainly not consider the body as dear as his own self. After all, even as the body is growing old and useless, one's desire to continue living remains strong. Please repeat. If a person comes to the stage of considering the body, mine, instead of me, he will certainly not consider the body as dear as his own self. After all, even as the body is growing old and useless, one's desire to continue living remains strong. Purport. The word mamatabhak is very significant here. An ordinary foolish person thinks, I am this body. A more discriminating, intelligent person thinks, this is my body. In the literature and folklore of ordinary people, we find the common theme of an old, decrepit person dreaming of obtaining a new, young body. Thus, even ordinary persons pick up the notion of self-realization, instinctively understanding that it is possible for the soul to exist in many different bodies. As the body of an intelligent person becomes old and useless, he strongly desires to live, even when he knows that his body cannot live much longer. This indicates he is gradually becoming aware that his self is more important than his body. Thus, simply the desire for life can indirectly bring one to a preliminary understanding of self-realization. And in this case, as well as one's basic attachment is to one's own self and not to that which supposedly belongs to oneself. It may be pointed out that the entire discussion between King Parikshit and Sukadeva Goswami regarding the dearness of one's own self is ultimately meant for broadcasting the subject of why the cowherd ladies of Vrindavan considered Krishna more dear than their own selves, and certainly more dear than their own offsprings. The discussion proceeds as follows. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shailakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurubhe Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakha Nitanscha नमो ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। देहोपि ममता भाक्षेत तर्हि असौ न आत्मवत् प्रियः यज जिह्यति अपि देहे अस्मिन् जीवितासा बलीयसि। इफ ए पर्सन कम्स टू द स्टेज ऑफ कंसिडरिंग द बॉडी माइंड इंस्टेड ऑफ मी ही विल सर्टेनली नॉट कंसिडर द बॉडी एज डियर एज हिज ओन सेल्फ। आफ्टर ऑल इवन एज द बॉडी इज ग्रोइंग ओल्ड एंड यूजलेस वन्स डिजायर टू कंटिन्यू लिविंग remains strong. So in the previous verse, in verse 49, we see that Parikshit Maharaj is asking the question Sukadeva Goswami, and Sukadeva Goswami give the answer, O best of kings, the embodied soul, text 49, King Parikshit Maharaj is asking, O Brahmana, how could the coward woman have developed for Krishna? Someone else's son, Krishna is not their son, such unprecedented pure love they never felt even for their own children. Please explain this. So his answer, Sukadeva Goswami is giving a detailed explanation. He is going to speak about how Krishna is all attractive, or everyone is more attracted to in a pure stage. A soul is more attracted to Krishna than anything else. But to come to that point, he is going in a gradual process. That first is a man in a conditioned stage, a gross materialist. He thinks, I am body. Just like we give name to a child. So his father and mother, they gave him name. Then this child starts thinking, what is your name? This is my name. He is told, my name is whatever name his fathers or parents given. Of course, the name when given by the spiritual master, that is spiritual name. But when in name in the material world, we get from the parents. Of course, the devotee parents are different. But the things that I am same when I get, asking him, who are you? He gives the name of, this name is the name of the body. His body, this is the This is Upadhi. So this name is not the name of the soul, the name is name of body. So first, a gross materialist thinks I am body. This is the general case everywhere. Then we come to the platform of that. This body belongs to me. I am not body. The body belongs to me. And body is mine. I am not body. The body is mine. Just like Prabhupada used to say, the car is Ford, but Mr. Ford is not the car. The second step, then we come to this stage, little advanced, when we inquire himself, who am I? And he come in contact with Bhagavad Gita, specifically in second chapter, verse 11 to 30. There is 11, the verses. This verses was explained. What is the definition of, what is the differences between body and soul? Then he come to the stage that he knows that, I am not this body, I am soul. This is here that in this particular verse 53, is described that if a person comes to the stage of considering the body, mine, instead of me, he will certainly not consider the body as dear his own self. So when he thinks that this body is mine, I am not the body, then certainly he considers that the body is not more important than soul. So he's thinking that now come to the stage that I think, I am soul, I am not this body. I have changed so many other types of bodies. There are 84 lakhs of species of living entities, and they have different bodies. So he come to this stage. Then he come to believe that, there is also, I have taken so many births in previously, and also in future I am going to take other many births, because he is not a devotee, he is not come to the point of devotional service. So in this way, this is a little higher stage that is thinking that I am not body. I am not this body is mine. I belong to. So that's why Prabhupada is writing that an ordinary foolish person thinks I am this body. A more discriminating intelligent person thinks this is my body. So the ordinary person, who anyone thinks that this body is mine, then he gradually comes to this, that Prabhupada is telling, he's coming gradually, the notion of self-relation, that instinctively understanding that is possible for the soul to exist in many different bodies. Then he gradually understands this truth. So we see many examples in Shastra also that giving how an embodied soul in body, he gradually comes to this understanding that I am not this body, I am soul. And this is the fact. But in the modern educational system, the education system is in such a way that even the big professors, big scientists, philosophers, they did not know this simple truth. When Prabhupada went to Russia, the professor Kotowski, he told Swamiji, nothing, this body finish, everything finish. Then no more, there is no life again. This is the Buddhist philosophy, Sunyavad, that everything is just finished. With this body finished, then everything is finished. So, but a person who has the primary knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, he knows that I am in this body. am soul. And according to my previous karma, I am suffering or enjoying. This is also according to my previous karma. As Prabhupada gave the example, in a village, if there is a person, he works very strong, very hard work. He is working very hard, and with much effort, he built a very nice home, house for himself, for his family. Then he has, in that lifetime, he just work whole life to build a house, and this is for to live comfortably for himself and for his family members. But somehow or the other, due to the arrangement of providence, he left his body. But because he has a little pious activity, did pious activities, he remembered his previous life. And in the next life he born in the same village, in a cobbler's home. Then from his birth, he was working hard, he was working with this, what, generally they repair the shoes and all this, the leather works. But when he remembering his previous life, he saw this, the big house, told, oh, in my previous life, and I have built that house, but I'm so hard, sitting in hot sun underneath a small tree and working with his leathers, repairing shoes and all these things. Somehow or other, if I'll go to this the previous house, and I'll try my best to convince the son in my previous life, what is the fact that I have built this house and much hard work and labor, and you are now all enjoying, you are my son in previous birth. Then if he'll give me one room just to stay and some food, then I do not have to work so hard. I do not have. So thinking in this life, one day just with one day he went to this previous house and gave the calling bell. Then his son in the previous birth come out. He told, he saw this cobbler is trying. What do you want? He told, I have to speak something secluded, alone. He told, I am alone here. What do you want to speak? He told, actually, due to my some pious activities, all these things, I remember everything in my previous birth. In my previous life, I have built this house. I built this house and all these things. And you are my, just like is going to speak that you are, in previous life, you are my son. This man asked a servant, bring the stick. He took a big stick in hand and just chased him out, out of the gate. So, this is the fact. But of course, in devotee society, we believe when someone speaks about his previous life, but a materialistic life, no one believes this. The previous life, or we are, I am not this body, I am soul, like this. It's very difficult to convince the gross materialists. But you see in many stories, in devotee society also, many devotees, they remember their previous life. Just we see in a Bhaktivedanta manner, in London there is Mataji, Bhakti Charu Maharaj's disciple, she remember her previous life. She was a brahmachari, and initiated by Prabhupada. And now, but this lifetime, she is a woman, body, but she remembers previous life, everything. So someone asked to Bhakti Charu Swami, what you are thinking when you see your disciple, this woman disciple? As Bhakti Charu Maharaj used to say, I see him as my god brother, in previous life. So anyhow, But in devotee society, when someone speaks truth, when he remember previous life, then we are not just telling, oh, this is all nonsense. No. So there is the science of this reincarnation. There is some, this body is changing one after another. The soul is the same, but body is changing. Body, bhakti means sarva upadhi, vinirmukta, tat parottvena nirmalam, rishikena, rishikesa, sevanam, bhakti ruchyate. So upadhi, these are all upadhis. When we are getting different bodies, this is upadhis. Whether I am, even the first upadhi is, I am this body, connected to this body. I am man or I am woman. A soul is neither man nor woman. Soul is a living entity, part and parcel of Krishna. Mama ibangsa jivo loke jivo bhuta sanatana. So we are part and parcel of Krishna, but we think falsely that connecting us with this body, that I am man, I am woman, I am Indian, I am American, I am all this. These are all upadhis. Bhakti means we have to free from all these designations. Just like we have to ask very sincerely to the spiritual master, just like following the footsteps of Sanatana Goswami or our previous acharya Sanatana Goswami. He met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Varanasi. Then he asked, ke ami, ke ne amai, jare tapatrai. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave proper answer. Jibera Sarupa Hai Krishnera Nitya Das. Krishnera Tatastha Sakti Bheda Abheda Prakash. So a living entity is eternal servant of Krishna. It is not only the part and parcel of Krishna, it is also eternal servant of Krishna. As a servant, his duty is to serve the master. Or in other words, both living entities and Krishna, they are also, the Krishna is also a living entity, but he is the primary living entity. Nitya nityanam, chetanas chetananam, eka bahunang jo vidhate kaman. So, nitya, this is eternal, both living entity and the Krishna, they are eternal, nitya. Nityanam, chetanas, they are also cognizant, they know everything. But Krishna is that living entity who fulfills the desires of all other living entities. That's why it is our position, though we are part and parcel of Krishna, so our duty is to serve Krishna. Just like Narada Muni was instructing to the Prachitas in 4th Kanto Bhagavatam, you are telling, Jatha taror mulla nisechanena trupyanti tatskandha bhujopasakha prana poharena jatha indriyanam tathaiva sarvana chutejya. Narada Muni is telling, Jatha, just like if we want to see a tree full of the leaves, flowers and fruits, then we have to nourish the tree, we have to water at root, we have to water the tree at root. And if you will see our body healthy and strong and stout, then we have to supply food to our stomach. Similarly, if we want to please everyone, it is not possible to individually try to satisfy everyone. But if you want to satisfy everyone, please everyone, then Narada Muni is giving this analogy, he is suggesting that one must serve Mukunda, Krishna. By serving Krishna, if we are able to please Krishna, then all living entities, everyone will please automatically. This is the instruction of Narada Muni. So that's why if one performs devotional service unto Krishna, he is automatically serving everyone. Just so people, they are thinking we are the better than the devotee. They work, some people are working for the societies. There are so many organizations, philanthropic and religious. There are so many organizations. They are thinking we are working for the benefit of the peoples. At large, what you are doing. Just like Srila Prabhupada was giving lecture in Rishikesh in the Pandal program, then one lady was asking to Prabhupada, what you are doing for Daridra Narayan? What you are doing for Daridra Narayan? You are not, you are a such a big society. What you are doing this Daridra Narayans? Prabhupada understood the, what is the purpose of the lady speaking. That is thinking, oh, this the Daridra, this poor, then they are called as poor peoples. They are Daridra Narayana. Narayana is, the poor are called Daridra Narayana. So Prabhupada explained him, first your question is wrong. We are looking, the Narayana is not Daridra. Narayana is the most opulent person because Lakshmi Devi, his wife, the goddess of wealth, that is Lakshmi, is his wife. Then Prabhupada explained what is the real service to living entities. What is the humanity? What is the real service to humanity? Just supplying some food, some clothes, some medicine, that does not mean that, we are properly serving someone. The real problem in this material world is how to become free from the cycle of birth and death. This old age disease, this birth, death, old age and disease, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, this is the real problem of this material world. And Prabhupada explained how these other organizations, they serving philanthropically or some social activities, all these things. This simply just like someone has a boil in his body. And just someone come and just give some air, how much you are suffering, how much, The Prabhupada told the story of how a rich man's son was suffering with a boil in his backside. And this boy could not see the boil. Even his friends and fathers, mother, everyone just seeing, oh, how much you're suffering, just little air, oh, how you are suffering. But this is not solving the problem. So father went to doctor, then doctor came, and he saw the boil, then he told, oh, after 4 days I will come with my syringe and all these instruments for operation. Then I cut the boil and took the pus, all these things out, and I put medicine and bandage, everything. The boy was listening. What is doctor? He is telling what the doctor is going to do. He told, oh doctor, if you want to cut something, go to your home and cut your son's body. Don't cut my body. And crying loudly, because it's so painful. And you are thinking, when you cut, it will be more painful. But a spiritual doctor, he knows, though the living entities are suffering. Because why is suffering? Because of they have no knowledge of the soul and super soul and Krishna. So they are thinking, I am this body. And because in this way, he is suffering so much. So Prabhupada told that when the doctor came, in the proper time, and cut the boil and everything was finished. He asked his father and other men just to cut him tightly, and he operated the boil and went, and then put medicine and gone. After 15 days, doctor was coming in the same road. Then this boy was already cured. So he was sitting on the veranda in the front of his house and just eating some mixture and some sweet. He told, "Oh, doctor sahab, I am now okay. Hare Krishna." But just he is not okay anyhow. Just paying obeisances to doctor. Doctor told, "Oh, dead day you are just rebuking me, speaking so many bad words. Now you are smiling." So anyhow, that's why Prabhupada established this ISKCON society, just to help these ignorant peoples, just how they have no knowledge of soul and super soul or Krishna. They are in gross materialistic platform, thinking that I am this body, everything belongs to me. In this way, their suffering is more because there is so much attachment to this body. Because this attachment, we are suffering. If some car is get accident, this car not this man who the owner of the car, he is not suffering. He is in home. He is not nothing happened to him. But because his attachment to the car, he thinks, "Oh, so many something happened." So in this way, we can help the society. Prabhupada wanted us to help to the society, to the entire society. Everyone was simply working to help this body. No one is wants how the soul will be delivered from this condition stage. How the problems of birth, death, old age, disease will finish forever. So this is only society, the international society for Krishna consciousness. We just are teaching the peoples to know this science that I am not this body, I am soul. Then you come to the platform further. Then you could understand when you come to the Bhagavad Gita. Then you could understand that, okay, I am soul. Then further you understand, oh, there is also super soul in this body, not only soul. There's inside with soul there is also super soul. The super soul is also there. The gradually then Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, then Bhagavan iti sabdyate. Then he comes to the platform, oh, Krishna is super, is ultimately Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. So when come to this stage, then suffering will finish. He understands what is our purpose, who am I, and what is my constitutional situation, constitutional position. Just like Mahaprabhu told that Jivera Swarupa Hai Krishnera Nitya Das, eternal servant of Krishna. So that's why our position is to serve. Prabhupada used to say, you have to serve someone. Either to G.O.D. God or D.O.G. If you not serve G.O.D. God, then you will serve just the opposite. D.O.G. Dog. Service is there. You have to serve. This is a position. You are living entity. You serve a dog or a family or your nation or society, some different societies. Or you serve Krishna. You have to decide what you have to do. So ultimately, we have to serve Krishna. If someone surrendered to Krishna, Sarvadharman, this is the ultimate message of Krishna, Gita. Sarvadharman, Paritejya, Mam, Ekam, Saranam Braja. Just surrender unto me. Just Krishna. That's why Karabhajan Rishi also told to Nimi Maharaj in 11th canto Bhagavatam, in 5th chapter, he's instructing. Devarsi Bhutatma Ninang Pitrinang Naking Karangra Naking Karangru Rajam Devatma Devarsi Bhutatma Ninang Pitrinang Naking Karang Runi Sarvatmanaja Saranam Saranyam Gato Mukunda Parihita Kartum. Just Karabhajan Rishi also telling to Nimi Maharaj, O King, just surrender to Krishna. Gato Mukunda Parihuta, if you will surrender to Krishna and serve him, just dedicated your whole life to serve Krishna, then we have no responsibility. All your responsibility is finished. We have so many responsibilities. We are indebted to demigods because they are supplying so many facilities to us. Sun giving the sunshine, moon also giving light in a night, and coolness. Even the air god supplying the air, and Indra, the justly Brajavasi, this Indra was supplying rain. Because of fire we are cooking. Fire god is there. So we are responsible to so many. Many sages, they gave in us these literatures. All these literatures are given by Vyasadeva. Even Ramayana given by Valmiki. Even this philosophy, there are six branches of different branches of philosophy. Even Nyaya is given by Gautama. Patanjali gave the Yoga Shastra. And even Sankhya by Kapila Muni. And Vaisheshika Gyan by Karnal Rishi. Vedanta by Vyasadeva. Like this all Muni Rishis, they did so much for us. So we have to also indebted to them. Like this, you are our forefathers, because of we are getting birth in the family, we become the owner of the property, everything. So we are indebted to them. But Karmajan Rishi is suggesting it is not possible. In lifetime, over many lifetimes, if you want to individually pay to everyone, it is not possible. But we want to pay one person, just Krishna. Jasmin tushte, jagat tushta. If Krishna satisfies, then you are not indebted to anyone. Because he is the source of everything. So that is why I tell you, Deva, Rishi, Deva, Devarshi, Bhuta, Atma, just your forefathers. No king, karang, runi cha rajan. You will not be indebted to anyone. No runi, nor kingkar. But you are not servant to anyone, not responsible to anyone. If you fully surrender to Krishna and just serve Krishna and preach this mission of Krishna consciousness everywhere, so you are not responsible to anyone. So in this way, so the Bhagavatam is giving the message how to surrender to Krishna. Gita also gave the ultimate message, surrender unto me, surrender to Krishna. Similarly, Bhagavatam also giving, just dedicate one's life for the service of Krishna. If someone is fully surrendered to Krishna, dedicate his life completely, then he is not indebted to anyone. But immaturely, you cannot imitate this position in these things. We have to also, if someone is grihastha, then he is like Bhaktivinoda Thakur also telling, Manasa deha geha jokishu mora arpilu toa pade nanda kishwara. O nanda kishwara Krishna, son of nanda, everything I dedicated at your lotus feet. Whatever in my mind, my body, manasa deha, and what is related to this body, everything, my home, my son, my daughter, my wife, everything, O Krishna, this everything is belongs to you, not belongs to me. My wife is also your servant. Son, they are also your servant. I am also your servant. I am just an instrument that in this house. This house is all belongs to you. And whatever in this property, my possession, everything belongs to you. You are the real owner. So in this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also show that how to surrender to Krishna. In any different situations, how to surrender to Krishna? Visaya jemata priti achaye amara seimata priti ho charane tomara. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying, O Lord, now I have so much attachment for this family. my son, daughter, all these things, the same attachment may be just diverted from this family side, this side to you. And this is devotional service. Vaishnava is not like the Mayavadis, not to just tell everything false, just to detach everything, no. Bhaktivinoda Thakur told that just to, we have to change our mentality. We are thinking, this is mine, everything belongs to me, mine. But instead of when we think, this home is also belongs to Krishna, this son, daughter, my whatever my position, everything is belongs to Krishna. So in this way, when surrendered, just actually a person, if he is too much attached for sense gratification, is completely materialistic, then when he come in contact of a devotee, if such a person somehow other become a devotee, he become a pure devotee. Many examples, like Bilomangal Thakur. He was so much attached to this prostitute, Chintamani. But this Chintamani just laughed, told, get out from here. You have so much attachment to this, this big story, I am not going through everything. You are attached to this my body. If the same attachment you develop for Krishna, the entire world, everyone will worship you. Just kick him out. Bilomangal Thakur just come to Vrindavan, and the way he himself became blind, and he came and he surrendered to Krishna. Then he became a pure devotee. He wrote this invaluable, this most valuable literature, Krishna Karnamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was everywhere, all the time living. When he detached everything, he gave up everything. Krishna, he was become blind. This Krishna was coming personally to show him the way to Vrindavan, holding the stick, showing him the path. Then he was singing, he was composing songs, and he is singing Krishna personal, sitting and hearing. That's why Krishna Karnamrita. Krishna was hearing the songs. So Krishna came as Chaitanya, then he was also hearing these songs again. So in this way, we have to somehow or other we have to keep Krishna in center. Krishna in center. And through the guidance of his pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada, and how he gave up everything for Krishna. We have seen so many other founder acharyas in different societies, but they are not dedicating everything for Krishna. No. They keep something for their sons, daughters, for the family, for like this. But Prabhupada gave everything. He did not keep anything reservation. He gave everything to Krishna for the benefit of all of us. So this is in a gradual process, gradual way. Sukadeva Goswami is going to convince Maharaj Parikshit that first and gross materialist, they believe that I am body. Then little further, we come to the stage of thinking, body is mine. This body is mine. Then come to the understanding that come to the soul and super soul. Then gradually come to the point of Bhagavan, understanding that Krishna is everything. There is in further discussion is coming up. So I stop here, there is only time is over. So any question or comment?
This is a very good discussion. We had one Ekadasi, Shaktila Ekadasi.
Shaktila Ekadasi.
So why do we honor the CCDC? Why do we honor
Sesadisi
on that day?
Why do
we honor or take, accept or eat?
I don't know. This anyhow, this Sattila Ekadasi, the story is there, even one lady, he was performing Ekadasi, all Ekadasis, very strictly. But she is not giving charity to anyone. Never give charity. So Lord was surprising how this lady performing my brother, he was doing so much austerity, even not no water, nirjal, and remaining awaking whole night. But how is not giving anyone anything? Even if Brahmanas, Vaishnavas come in Dwadasasam, he never give. Lord himself came as a Brahman, one Dwadasi, in morning, come expecting some, what he is doing, asking you, oh mother, you are doing Dvadasi Ekadasi, so I am Dvadasi, so I can, I am a Brahmin, eh? Hare Krishna, can you give something? She was just cleaning the house home with cow dung and mud, all these things. She became so angry, brought some cow dung and mud and just put on his pot. So Lord took this, it was surprising to seeing the behavior of this lady. Yes, so austere, but no. How she is doing? So Lord took this mud and cow dung, all this. Then in his Vaikuntha, he made a home for this lady with this cow dung and mud. But nothing in the inside house. Nothing for eating, nothing. So when she went back to the Vaikuntha world, when he entered, he told, they saw, this is your place, go. Then he's, so he said, nothing is there. He said, everyone is so opulent, everyone is so happy. Everyone is just mocking at her, what is going? So then she crying. And the Lord told, okay, Lord told, whatever you gave, you remember that day I personally went to you. And you gave me this mud and powder. So I made this home for you. By your austerity and anyhow you are become qualified to come to Vaikuntha, but you did not give any charity. That's why Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita in 18th chapter, tapa dana kriya, you should not give up these things. Even the more liberated souls, they are giving this, doing tapasya and giving charity to others. Unless you give other things, you cannot enjoy anything. So the Lord told him, you did not give anything. They did not get any previous life. So if you want to enjoy, you have to go back again. You go and perform, at least you it's mentioned that you close your door. Just stay inside. Some other people should come, residents, they ask you. When they are there, you ask them, what is this result of this particular Ekadasi, Satila Ekadasi. Then the residents of Vaikuntha, they will speak her about what is this Ekadasi, and then they advise her to give charity in this particular day, this particular thing, this particular this deal. This is some seeds, laddus. Anyhow, if you give some charity, then you get some material benefit. Yes. Okay. Quick.
Maharaj, you are giving the example of Guru Mangal.
So, once one devotee asks me,
that if I also
take
my eyes and become blind and do this one, how is that?
Not artificially, if you come to this point of detachment, like Guru Mangal, if you do artificially, it will not work. If you really come to this point, then it will work. Okay. Any other question? Okay, time is over. Mantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.